This is the Watermark Student Ministries Podcast, coming to you from Dallas, Texas. For videos, messages, and more, find us online all the time at watermarkstudents.com.
And now I'm going to come up out of the water that I've been under for the last 40 years.
This is Watermark Student Ministries Podcast, episode 25.
It's alive and kicking like a funky fried chicken.
Quarter of a century. I like it.
Yeah. And we're going to make this a very special podcast.
We're all wearing gold-plated diapers to celebrate the 25th. I don't need more cowbell. I'm wearing a pair of Chapman's diapers.
What?
Sick.
Awesome. For episode 25, we're going to make this our official baby shower podcast in light of the new addition to the Peniel family. But first, the question that is on all of our minds, is David even fit to be a dad? We'll find out for sure in this segment. So cleverly titled, Does My Baby Have Any Superpowers? Does that sound familiar, David?
What? My baby might. He might have high midichlorian count. Jedi.
Awesome. You might pass.
What?
Then, in a regular firebody.com fashion, I'll introduce a stupid game called A Baby Saved is a Baby Earned. That's sure to keep me on staff here at Watermark and sure to keep us at the top of the list as the number one student ministries podcast.
Sounds hilarious, Bodie.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Number one student ministry podcast.
And finally,
we are the number one student ministry podcast.
Woo!
That music makes me want to go to the state fair right there.
That's right.
A fried Twinkie.
All right, finally, we'll be doing another podcast prize giveaway. So you'll want to keep listening. But first, let's go around and let's meet everybody here who's joining me today on the podcast. To my right of the oval table, this has been a long
morning
and everything.
Listen, it's not your fault, Bodie. We've been talking very fine. Bodie, I'm still undecided, but I'm going to add that little misstep to the list of reasons why we should fire Bodie.
Firebodie.com.
I'm disagreeing.
We should open a new website called getbodieanewapartment.com.
I agree.
Hey, you can move in with us.
I'm thinking about it. All right, so to my right, Mike Shelton.
Hey, friends, Mike Shelton. 2 weeks ago on my journey here, I ended up covered in bugs.
This sounds strange.
He's going back to it.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. Well, let me go ahead and introduce myself, Bron Brown, Director of Student Ministries, and today it's less about me and more about we.
Oh, look at you. Well, this would be Melissa.
Melissa Miller.
Princess Melissa to
Princess
all you.
Princess of Watermark.
There you go. And my question today is, what would student ministries be without Melissa?
Not good.
Ooh, good point.
Not good.
All right, Sarah Beth.
I'm Sarah Beth Baskey, and this weekend I learned the best place in Dallas to watch the sunset.
Nice.
Ooh,
no, you did.
And my name's David Peniel. I'm the director of the junior high ministry here at Woo-hoo. Watermark Community
Hello,
Church.
Hello, David.
And I've got your number one use for saran wrap that you should not use it for.
That was
the
kind
number
of a
one
weird
thing
way to
you
say
should
that.
Not use saran wrap for. That's a better way to say it.
Awesome.
FireDavid.com.
All right, well, these are all very good. I'm looking through, and all of them stick out to me, especially... I'm sorry, it feels like a weak morning.
Wow.
Hey,
I like the
Oh, my gosh! Okay, hold on. Can I interrupt the podcast for a second?
Interrupt the podcast, David.
I just looked up FireDavid.com. It's available.
Stop.
But I looked up FireBron.com, and it's taken. There's a website, it's all in German.
Oh, no way.
There's a bunch of Germans that are aiming to get you off
Germans,
the water.
They always wanted me out. I can feel it,
They're
man.
Like,
they want me gone, man.
Bron is so annoying. We got to get rid of him. Fire Bron.
That's not even true.
One of my favorite.
You just really
fire him. He is horrible. I just threw the ministry.
All right, I want to know the number one not used for saran wrap.
The David. Number one thing you should not use saran wrap for is to try to pretend that you're invisible. Because last week you tried it and you only got like a saran wrap belt. And this week Allie Wagner tried it. She sweated off 15 pounds and was able to come out in front of a huge crowd of junior high students and make them be completely silent for 10 minutes.
But here's the thing about
almost
Allie.
Almost impossible to do.
She sweat off 15 pounds and she disintegrated because she doesn't have 15 pounds.
She disappeared. She actually floated away. But somehow,
she did become invisible.
Being wrapped in saran wrap was so not funny that you could get junior high kids to be quiet for 10 minutes, which is a miracle.
Well, and you know, they may have been a little worried. I've always heard not to put saran wrap around your hand or whatever.
Well, yeah, she
can't
couldn't
breathe,
even bend her legs.
So
she
might have been a little concerned.
She couldn't get up on stage. Bodhi had to lift her.
Right.
But I just felt like it was awkward seeing her wrapped up. It looked uncomfortable. And no offense to Allie, because everybody knows
Allie's
a comic
awesome.
Genius.
Right.
But it just wasn't even that funny.
Well,
so don't use saran
planning.
Wrap.
Firebodhi.com.
It was Bodhi's idea. Another reason to fire Bodhi.com. And since
go.
Braun hired Bodhi, that's why
fire
the Germans,
Braun,
the Germans
German.
Started firing.
What are you doing, Braun? I'll
okay,
kill you.
All
right,
but I do have one comment added to that. David, our dear friend over here, took a shot at Bodhi on Facebook saying that it was Bodhi's idea to do laser cats, and that's why we should fire him. That is not correct. That would be
David's
idea.
You're too nice.
So I'm gonna have to say that's a vote in Bodhi's favor.
Mel, you're too nice. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Awesome, Mel. And then I wanted to know, what is Watermark Student Ministries without Mel? I mean,
I agree.
Probably less sensitive toward Bodhi. I know that.
Probably true.
What do you,
although,
what do you,
see, now we're going to have to shift gears. The reason I asked that question is because we have gone 3 weeks of Melissa coming up with a teaser or some idea, and Bodhi and David going, oh, it's never going to be funny.
That's because we need never. More cowbell and gold-plated diapers.
That's not
sorry.
New.
Sorry.
So that's why I asked that question. Maybe y'all don't want me to be on the
oh,
podcast.
Oh, Mel, this isn't about getting rid of you. Firemail.com.
We can't open all these websites.
See if firemail.com is available right now.
See if it's open there.
How many members are there for firebuddy.com, the Facebook group?
How many
friends?
Is,
what's the count?
It's over
now?
100.
Yeah, last time I looked, it was 101.
Well, just because we're part of the
now,
group.
Now, when you say friends,
we say we want
does that
fire
mean people
you.
Who are for you? Or
no,
just
they're actually, there's some for, some against.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, Bodhi.
Oh, that's okay. Well, moving on, let's get to, does my baby have any superpowers? We're going to quiz David today. We're going to do a new baby parenting quiz, a little quiz I came up with. These are questions because I know so much about babies. They're multiple choice questions. I am going to get fired.
You are. Here's what Carter Tamlin said on the Facebook. Bodhi making fun of Braun in a video equals see ya.
Whatever. I wasn't even making fun. I was trying to be like him.
All right. Let me go ahead. Let's roll these out.
Yeah, let's roll them out.
So you're
going to
ask me questions about
questions.
Raising a baby?
About, yeah, new parenting, a new baby, all that stuff. And we're going to see if you get the majority of them right, you're a good dad. If not, then you're not. Ron.
All right. Question number one, David. When you swaddle a baby, you are A, trying to get them to burp. B, taking a rectal temperature. C, wrapping them up in a snuggling in a blanket. Or D, breaking the law in 13 states.
Did you say when you swallow a baby?
When you swaddle.
Well, Braun, I use a swaddle me swaddle blanket by Kidopotamus, and I know that the answer is C, you're trying to cuddle them up.
That is correct, David.
Thank you, boom. Kidopotamus.
All right, good. One for David.
All right. Mike?
All right. Here we go. Babies may cry when they A, are hungry. B, are tired, C, are chopping onions, or D, all of the above?
Well, Mike, I think the answer is going to have to be, gosh, it must just be A, because babies don't chop onions.
But babies do B.
What
was B?
They're getting
are tired.
They get tired.
Oh, they get tired. They get cranky. And you might have a baby
chopping.
If
you swaddle him, he doesn't cry.
That's you're going
right.
to have to. I'm going to have to give
rectal
you a
temperature.
Point against you, Mel.
Oh, man.
All right, David. You should know this one.
Sure.
To reduce your baby's risk of SIDS, he
that's
should.
That's sudden infant death syndrome. That's not good.
He should sleep on his A, back, B, side, C, stomach, D, break, not on the job.
Rectum. No, I'm sorry. He should sleep on his back.
Good.
Awesome.
Good
okay, 2-1. Who's up?
All right, here we go, David. Your baby shouldn't lie in one position too long because the risk of A, developing a flat head, B, SIDS, C, shaken baby syndrome, or D, collecting dust and an unidentified lip fungus.
The answer is A. If you leave him on his back too long, he'll get a flat head. That's what the Bennett Parker had, a flat head for a little bit, and then he started doing tummy time, and he's back to normal.
Okay. All right, you're doing all right, Sarah Beth.
All right.
You shouldn't heat your baby's bottle in the microwave because A, of the radiation, B, your baby might get burned, C, they will melt, D, that's where you heat up their Hot Pockets.
Hey, Hot Pockets.
That's my
I am a Hot Pocket fan, P.S.
Hot Pocket, frozen on the outside, lava hot boiling on the inside.
All right, that is the wrong answer.
I think the correct answer to that is don't use a bottle, just use au naturel.
Anyway.
That wasn't an option.
That wasn't an option,
so that is wrong.
Who's that, Mike?
All right, if your baby's skin gets yellow, he likely has A, roseola, B, thrush, C, jaundice, or D, cowardice.
C, jaundice, caused by an excess production of bilirubin.
What a dummy. A stork bite is a pink birthmark on a baby's neck or face, B, raised red birthmark that is also called a strawberry, C, bluish gray birthmark on a child's lower back, or D, just a hideous baby.
I have no idea because my baby's flawless.
Whoa.
Oh, whatever. Actually, I know the answer to that one because I have one.
Yes.
You have a stork bite?
It's
right
pink thing
here on the neck, pink at the base spot of your head. Yes.
What is it?
It's a birthmark.
Nope, it's a bluish-gray birthmark on
I
a child's lower back.
I also don't believe in storks.
Just kidding, it is a pink birthmark. You're right.
Storks.
All right, if your baby has a Moro reflex, you should A, call your pediatrician right away, B, call Braun, C, exchange him, D, none of the above.
D,
or B really is make sure that their immunizations are up to date.
No, D, none of the above.
It is D, none of the above.
Because that means that's a good thing that he has that.
Oh, good job, David.
Is that
I got a good one.
All right, here.
When riding in the car, your baby will be safest when A, facing backwards in the front seat, B, facing forward in the front seat, C, facing backward in the back seat,
ding, 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 ding,
or D, he has both hands on the wheel.
Yeah. No, it's going to be C. You want your baby in the back seat facing backwards.
He knows
backwards.
All the answers. Good, he's good. A good
We've
daddy.
We've got a really cool mirror that you put on the back of your back seat, where you can look in your rear view, and then you see him in his mirror, and you can see him because he's facing back.
He's in daddy mode.
That's really cool, man.
All right, well.
All right, who's your daddy, Bodie?
This is the most fun I've had at a baby shower.
Firebodie.com.
All right, well, here we go. We got 2.5 minutes. I'm going to have you guys finish these questions to this stupid game I've come up with called...
I like it.
A baby saved is a baby earned. I've got old sayings. I replaced one word out of the old saying with the word baby or babies. Let me get my stopwatch out here.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about you, David, can you time us?
Sure, I can keep time.
Awesome.
All right, let's
do
this.
They got 2 minutes, 30 seconds. I'm going to go down the line. Mike, Bron, Mel, Sarah Beth, and we're going to keep
Let's do this, buddy.
Say the word that's missing. Okay.
Yeah, say the word that is missing.
Girls are totally going to win.
Well, you guys are on the same team. We're going to see if we can complete this. All right.
Just saying.
Here's the saying. A baby in the hand is worth two in a bush.
No idea.
What?
Bron?
Oh, I know it, but I can't think of it.
I know
it's the
it.
The pressure.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the
Correct.
Bush.
All right, Mel. Oh. A baby in need is a baby indeed. You can say skip. Come back to
skip.
It. Oh, my goodness.
Friend.
Mel, or Sarah Beth, right. All right, back to Mike. A little baby is a dangerous thing.
Mine.
Knowledge, that'll work. All right, a rolling baby gathers no moss.
A what?
A rolling baby gathers no moss.
Oh, I know that one.
That's Spanish, no moss.
No.
A rolling stone.
All right.
Yes.
Sarah Beth, babies speak louder than words?
Actions?
Yes.
Woo, girls are winning.
A baby a day keeps the doctor away.
An apple a day.
All right, Brian, another baby, another dollar.
Another day, another dollar.
All right, babies are deceiving.
Oh. Skip.
Sarah Beth?
I don't know.
Looks
right.
Are deceiving.
All right.
Woo! I'm winning.
Back to Bron. Babies don't fall far from the tree.
Apples don't fall from the
Great.
Tree.
Great. Mel, a good baby is hard to find.
Good man.
Yes. As clumsy as a baby in a china closet.
Skip.
Oh, come on.
As clumsy as a
baby in a china closet.
Got it.
I got it.
Bull.
All right, back to Mel.
Wait.
What's a china closet?
As flat as a baby.
What's a china closet?
As flat as a baby.
Pancake.
Right. Barking babies seldom bite.
Was that a tongue twister?
Dog? 1 minute.
Ooh. Dogs.
No.
Bron's right. Back to Mel again.
She said it.
She said like this, a dog?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. All right, couldn't hit the broad side of a baby.
Barn.
All right. Between a baby and a hard place.
Rock.
All right, let's just all answer him. Close, but no baby.
Cigar.
Don't bite the baby that feeds you.
Hand.
Woo! Awesome. Don't change babies in the middle of the stream.
Don't change directions.
Don't change babies in the middle of the stream.
Don't trade your horses.
Cowboys. What are you doing?
What's that?
15 seconds.
Don't put all your babies in one basket.
Chickens. No, eggs.
Eggs.
Right. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
That's
baby.
Right.
That is it.
Right. Falling apart like a cheap baby.
Like a cheap $2 pistol. Watch.
It's suit. All right.
Time's up, Bodie.
Oh, they had 4 more left.
Nice try, guys.
Oh, we were doing good.
But you don't
give us the hardest one and see if Mike knows it, because he didn't know hardly any of those.
Let's see here.
I'm pretty sure I won.
Oh, you totally did not win.
If you say a guy doesn't have a baby to stand on.
Leg.
Okay, well, that's the one. If it looks
for you, dude.
If it looks like a baby, walks like a baby, quacks like a baby.
Smells like a duck.
It's a baby.
I got it for you, Bodie. I love that game.
So what's the prize for that?
I don't want to
lots
fire
of money
you.
From
no prize
revenue generated by firebodie.com.
The prize is Bron's going to buy us all lunch.
No, but we're going to give away a prize.
Yes.
Awesome.
We're going to give away a prize to a student.
If we fire Bodie, I'll have room in our budget for money for lunch. Bodie, see ya.
Yes, we are going to give a prize away today, guys, on the podcast for our listeners. Woo. You know, a couple weeks ago, we gave away free T-shirts. This week, Bron, tell them what we're going to be giving away.
Well, thanks for asking, David. This week, it's a $10 iTunes gift card. Back to you, David.
That's right. We're going to be giving away $10 for the iTunes Music Store. I would love to have that because David Crowder's new CD is coming out next week.
Yeah.
You're talking about Colonel Sanders.
Already bought it.
David Crowder Band. Yes. You pre-ordered?
Well,
here's what we want you to do. This is the contest. Log on to your internet browser. Get your parents' permission. And type in www.firebodie.com. You'll see there's a little green thing down there that says comments. Click it and give your most convincing argument whether or not we should fire Bodie or keep Bodie. And whoever gives us the best reason whether or not we should fire Bodie or keep Bodie, there's no limit on the number of words you can use. I will read everything you write.
Click it or ticket.
And we will decide who has the best argument for or against Bodie staying on staff, and we will choose a winner based on the comments on firebodie.com. We're not counting the comments on the Facebook. Those are great. Keep those coming. But we're looking for the website, firebodie.com, and we'll send you a $10 iTunes gift card.
I too will read every one of those comments, so be careful.
And Bodie might respond to him.
So be careful.
He might be able to find out.
You said
that
like that. You said, so be careful.
So be careful.
Let me just go ahead. Can I?
I will have to kill you, Dr. Jones. There's nothing for you here.
Let me take a second and read to you the latest comment on firebodie.com.
Okay.
Because I thought this was a little bit offensive. And I want to make sure you know, we don't want to offend anybody or hurt anybody's feelings, okay?
No,
just mine.
Wake Girl 670 said, who is that little man who stands next to Bodie on stage and tries to be funny? That's who you need to fire. And I have a feeling that was a slam at me.
It was, David.
I don't know.
Is Fire David taken?
It's in German.
No, it's not. Hey, that's not the point of firebodie.com is to slam David. It's to slam Bodie.
Let's start a new website called slamdavid.com.
David's such a common name, and Fire David's not taken.
It's not taken, but Fire Braun is.
It's like Germany wants to get rid of me.
Germans hate Bron. That's what we know.
Those Austrians speaking Germans.
Yes, those Austrians. What?
Yeah, Bron is horrible.
Sorry, Bodie. It's wrong. Hey, if you want to talk Austrian, then let's throw another shrimp on the Barbie.
Right.
Ooh,
no, wait. That's Australian.
Love that at Outback.
Sarah Beth, how are you doing?
I'm just staying quiet over here.
Just wondering if your mic's working.
I'm good.
You okay? All right, hey, Sarah Beth, you want to tell them about our email segment? You know, we're still trying to get any emails.
You should email. It's fun.
Great. All right.
I love it.
Sarah Beth. Where
to?
Hey,
what's the email address?
It's at Gmail, which is Mel's.
Oh, that's okay.
Gmail is G-M-E-L.
No.
Gmail.com.
M-A-I-L.com.
Send us your reflections on the podcast. Also, you got suggestions mail. For conversation topics. Or if you have a question, like you just have a struggle or a problem or something you're confused about.
Personal issues.
Ask us, not 17 Magazine.
Because right. We are the number one student ministry podcast.
In the world.
Okay, yeah, I thought this was going to be a lot longer, but this really isn't a longer podcast.
Let's wrap it up, Bodie. I'm David Pinuel, the director of Junior High Ministry, coming up at Wake on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. We're continuing our Everyone I Want to Be series. We're also going to be having a lot of fun. We've got a guest band coming in this weekend, so don't miss that. And t-shirts are still on sale for the low, low price of $5.
That's right. And at Shoreline, we've got good things coming up this weekend. Actually, not this weekend, because this weekend we're heading to the Hideaway Retreat. Yay! If you haven't got signed up, you can get signed up today. That's Monday. If after this, you're outie, if you know what I'm saying. So this weekend, Hideaway Retreat, next weekend back on, and you're going to be hearing from our new staff guy, Mike Shelton, bringing the word. Awesome. Right, Mike?
Word. That's right, dude. Bringing
all
it.
Right. That was episode 25 of Watermark Student Ministries Podcast.
It was a good one.
It was
a classic.
It was so
awesome.
Good.
All right, Bodie, I'll give you a C plus.
I am going.
I loved it.
Back to my apartment, to my studio apartment.
And you're going to go have two more glasses of dirty water.
Sleeping on the ground. All right, I am Bodie.
Next week.
Out.
Shelton, out.
Ronnie B.
Yep.
Princess Mel, out.
Basky, out.
Pinuel, out. See you next week.